So call it to order.
All right. Well, call shack meeting to order. Just a regular school health advisory committee.
Date.
December 12th, 2023 at 6 p.m. in the library. Do I have to say anything else?
Nope.
Okay. All right.
No visitor comments. Meeting's called to order. Certification of public notice has been posted. No comments from visitors. Do we need to review the purpose of SHAC? I think we all know.
I think y'all heard it multiple times.
Okay. Discuss Healthy Families Night.
Healthy Family Nights. Last year, we had the Santo Clinic come. Michael came from Palapena Game Warden. The Santo Volunteer Fire Department was going to come, but they had to go on a call, so they weren't able to come. Horticulture came.
Is that something Brazos would be interested in as well?
Sure, they could do that.
Since it's kind of that area, and if one of them has to go on a call, at least we kind of have
the other one
to be there as well, that's and maybe we can hit different points with each of them.
Well, that's a good point, because I think our concern would be we wouldn't want to step on anybody's toes, but if you had two separate functions,
sure. Two separate, covering two separate areas.
And they definitely do the CPR, they have the EMS side, and we do not, just at
right.
So that might be helpful.
So y'all could do a smoke detector
type.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, smoke detector, carbon monoxide.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That type.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that a lot of families don't consider.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys cover exit plans for families, right? Is that enough?
We do, but I don't think it's ever a bad thing to hit again. Just have some, like a handout that talks about.
Do you want us to do that side too?
That.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Okay.
And then FBC, Santo also did the had information on the clothes closet as well as the food pantry.
Is the door unlocked?
Oh, here it is.
She's got the
left door, sir.
And the WPA had a food station with healthy snacks in the cafeteria. FBC also had a water station, water bottles in the cafeteria.
Come on in. I wasn't paying attention to the door camera.
I'm sorry.
Hey. ECI, Early Childhood Intervention, came and spoke. Tracy Ross, that would help. Came and spoke about the Lipangium. She's a physical therapist with them. The Children's Alliance came, Cherie Patterson, and then the Cornerstone Community Action Agency also came.
They all had some really good flyers.
Mm-hmm. Who was it? I don't think it was last year. I think it was 2 years ago that talked about had the bottles with the... maybe it was the smoking and the tar. Do y'all remember that?
I missed that.
I never get to visit the booth. I don't know. I don't really know what
it may have been.
I know it's good.
You're stuck in there with the pizza.
So, but then we also gave away two life jackets and bicycle helmets that were given, the WPA provided. And then WPA also provided the takeaway, like a takeaway food item as well.
Okay.
So that's what we did. So I don't know if anybody has any new ones besides the Brazos Fire Department that they would want, or any other ideas.
I'm maybe call Palpina General Hospital and see if they have anything to offer.
I can go. We can go through Krista. Krista comes with the Cento Clinic, through Palpina General. We can actually. Talk to Krista and see if there's any other programs that they have that they could offer.
Okay. Yeah.
They have good giveaways. They have like all kinds of stuff.
Can you think of any other local things that we're not hitting? Would be a resource for families.
The community association wouldn't do anything specific, would they?
They do the Christmas thing and kind of like a Halloween stuff.
Kind of general upkeep on the town, but nothing specific to health or outreach.
I can't think of anything else right now.
The only other thing I heard was like a kind of a offshoot of the Boy Scout thing, but that was last year, and I haven't heard if it made. It's called. Well, the Boy Scouts called. They were trying to start Boy Scouts out here, but I don't think it made. And then there was another group that was more like church oriented, and I don't. I haven't heard anything else on that.
I know that Sean had also talked to the state trooper, what's his name?
Gutierrez.
Mm-hmm. And he was come, but I think something came up, and so he wasn't able to come.
Oh, the Fellowship Outdoors thing is a good, they're doing a lot of outdoors, like, friendly stuff. And I think it is a Christian group, but I think they would do a good job.
Yeah,
that would Mike be. Usually comes, but there's some other guys that might can.
And is it Mike Foster? Is he's kind of the head?
Yeah, he's the president.
He's the president.
It's its own 501c3 now. So
okay, that's cool.
That would be a new one.
So I'll talk to him and see. That would be a really good one.
I wonder if we could get the Masons to do like a fundraiser or a outreach. I don't know what they're good at, other than masonry.
Turkeys and hams and
talking.
Write that down. Maybe we can think of something.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you pointed them in a direction, I'm just thinking.
And one year we had the SYA come and talked about their track.
What day is this? March?
This isn't the right date.
No, that's not.
Have we scheduled it yet?
It'll be the Thursday before we get out for
spring break.
And usually there's a track meet, but we're at that point in the year.
There's no way we can not schedule on something, because it's always that schedule is
full. It'll be 7th or the 8th, I think. Am I right?
Maybe my schedule to pull up.
The SYA, their baseball and softball is already kicked off by then. So track is their next thing.
That would be the 7th.
I know last year Alicia Collins was in charge of track. I'm not sure that she's going to do it again this year. But there you go.
Something I don't know that they will want to do, but might be an idea.
Yep. Sounds great.
So, I think it sounds good. And then we give away the jump ropes last year.
You did.
That'd be something you want to do again this year.
We'll give something away. I just don't know what.
Some kind of giveaway.
Here's a thought. As far as, so we're promoting healthy families, activity type stuff. Mm-hmm. What about hitting up the band as an outreach to the community for like what they do, mm-hmm. some sort of demonstration, or I just know when my kids were involved in it, they were always like, more limelight, please. Like those kids mm-hmm. are looking for it. So maybe that would be a service opportunity for them. I don't know what that would look like.
FFA might have something as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They sure. know all this stuff.
All the things.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Just
I don't know. Talk to the FFA.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a long shot, but maybe.
Okay, get them involved.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
And then we usually do fruit cups, too.
Yeah, and the fruit cups. Yep. Sounds good.
Stacy usually cuts it all up for us and stuff, so.
Okay. Does that sound good? All right. So, would the church be able to provide the water bottles like they did last year?
You bet.
Okay.
You know how many we've done?
We had 117 students last year. So,
200.
I was going to say 200. Yeah.
You bet.
Thank you. Okay. Now, we're talking about programs that are currently in place. Do you want to discuss what secondary does?
Yes. There's a new Senate bill. I don't remember what it was.
I don't remember.
That requires this committee to oversee some alcohol program instruction and drug awareness instruction curriculum and all that sort of stuff. And I talked to Randy Thornton, secondary principal, and Jenny Chapman, who was supposed to be here, but she's home with the high blood pressure. And talked to them both today. And this year, they're addressing that through health classes and leadership classes and science classes. And then once Randy gets a year under his belt, they're going to talk about doing some more. But it is being addressed, opioids, that kind of stuff, and you said that you addressed some of that in the CPR training.
Mm-hmm. In the CPR training, it talks about opioids and recognizing it, opioid abuse and recognize overdose and
yeah,
treating. And
so we're hitting it. It has to be all levels 6 through 12, and you know it's becoming an issue in the bigger cities. We hope it doesn't happen here, but.
So it's all levels every year it's going to be discussed?
It's not real clear.
Okay.
So.
I understand.
Yeah.
Specifically about alcohol or?
Alcohol awareness program, poisoning, fentanyl. Okay.
Drug abuse.
Drug abuse. Opioids. Yeah. There's a whole thing. And they want us to say whether or not we're going to have a sex ed curriculum. We're trying to stay away from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We can have a sex ed curriculum or we cannot. I think we're choosing not right now.
So. Kind of a big can of worms.
Yeah, mm-hmm. big can of worms.
Mm-hmm.
Big can of worms.
They're trying to keep it. Because they do talk about, some stuff, or they do talk about it in health.
Yeah.
And
the biology of it.
The biology of it. But just trying to.
We'll talk about other stuff with it too. I know when Faith went through it in eighth grade, I was listening mm-hmm. to what they were teaching. And
yeah.
And they were talking about something like STIs.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But.
Just trying to.
But if there's ever a curriculum, we have to be the group that vets it and recommends it. So, we're it, y'all.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So you're bringing this up because you see that looming on the horizon?
No, I'm just saying that's what's in current law.
Okay.
Current policy. Be it Senate bill, whatever it is.
Okay.
Because that's the shack responsibility.
Okay.
No, it's not looming on the horizon. Nobody's saying you have got to. Yeah, no. But that is the responsibility of the shack committee to advise and recommend. Okay. So.
I appreciate that clarification.
Yeah. The alcohol and drug abuse and all that, that is, I mean, that's,
right.
Yeah,
it's here. But health, sexual awareness, health, that is what she was talking about, that
yeah.
will be.
Yeah.
Us to vet and recommend. And
There is one, and I'll forward it to you, that I sent to Ms. Henry.
Okay.
In 2022, so about a year ago, and Ms. Chapman, and it's one that, I don't really know what I was passing along here, but I'll send it to you. But okay. it's one that, if I'm recall, I think Brock and Weatherford and Alito have used, and it's a group out of Weatherford called Pure Truth that was they have a school. If we ever needed a program, I would say that would probably be a good option.
Okay.
But
yeah, good. Forward that to me.
I sure will. Because they had a technology and social media part of it that we were going to try to, like as churches, maybe do for parents.
Yeah.
So.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And our wellness scorecard is going along as it should, and I'm checking things off and getting documentation, so we're all good on that. So we're good.
All right. That sounds great.
Thanks for doing all the behind the scenes.
Yes, oh, she's amazing.
It's not a big deal. Just checking boxes and downloading stuff and putting it in a file. Mm. Not a biggie.
That is, but we appreciate it. I greatly appreciate it.
Just checking this notebook every once in a while. Mm-hmm. So. Hey, go ahead.
I'm so sorry, just real quick, back to the healthy families. What about train safety? Have we ever had somebody in?
We don't have anybody that, I don't think we've had anybody that come out for healthy family.
No, we bring somebody in the spring, okay. Usually, yeah. To the elementary.
Yeah, okay. They have a
like a program and stuff.
Yeah, good deal. I was going to say, because Ms. Bradshaw brings somebody in. Mm-hmm. She actually brings like drug awareness, gun safety, train safety, fire safety prevention, pool, lake, river, beach safety, internet safety,
poison,
sex abuse awareness, and she does that grade level appropriate.
Sure.
You know, some of it's good touch, bad touch, mm-hmm. But it's grade level appropriate. So she goes over all that. I mean, she has programs. People come in throughout the year for all of that.
If we get in a pinch, my husband does work for the railroad.
We may have to call him in because I think our guy retired.
If he's home, he can.
Hey, I bet he'd be great.
All right. Anybody else have anything to add? All right. Well, it's meeting adjourned.
Okay.
Thank y'all for coming. I appreciate it.